This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. The whole COVID thing, to me, has been sort of a dry run for a whole lot of bad things, to include possible gun confiscation. And watching the way they're trying to push this is educational and fascinating at the same time. Now, during this pandemic, there's been a lot of science at play. And it's either treated either as gospel or hate speech. Enough for science professionals to lose their jobs or be suspended from social media platforms if their views are inconvenient to the establishment narrative. And the all-caring, the all-knowing, anointed guru of all things COVID, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has been wrong at least as often as he's been right with the predictive value of a coin flip. And yet any scientific utterance from him is treated in the media as a scientific law on par with gravity, as long as he speaks convenient science. The CDC and the WHO also have a long string of flip-flops regarding the Wuhan flu. Were they following the science when they made their incorrect pronouncements, or were they sticking a finger in the air and following the political wind? Hydroxychloroquine, a drug in common use for 6 decades, deemed safe for virtually the entire population except for the very few with an unusual heart arrhythmia, has now been deemed as unsafe as eating rat poison or cyanide in the minds of most media consumers. Snow skiing became popular around the same time as hydroxy was FDA approved. Scores of individuals are injured skiing every year on American mountains. Colorado typically has between 10 and 20 skiing-related deaths every season, far more than deaths due solely to hydroxychloroquine. But yet skiing remains popular and legal, whereas hydroxy is used as the worst medicine in the world. Based on science, they say. Which science? There have been 187 hydroxy studies, 122 of which were peer-reviewed. Now, the word on Fox News and Twitter is that hydroxy will kill you, as Neil Cavuto proclaimed when President Trump told the whole world he was taking it. Yet the science says otherwise if you look at early versus late treatment of COVID, which only makes sense. The fire department saves a house if they arrive when there's a small kitchen fire, not when the entire house is ablaze. 100% of these studies report positive effects for early treatment, meaning those not yet in the hospital and certainly not on a ventilator. Yet the medical establishment and the media chose only to focus on advanced disease where hydroxy has very little, if any, benefit. If Obama were president and touted hydroxy as a potential therapeutic, as Trump did, Obama would be lauded and would probably get the Nobel Prize in medicine. But the Trump derangement syndrome is so strong that so-called scientists draw a conclusion first, then focus only on data to support their conclusion, pretending that any inconvenient, contradictory part of that doesn't exist. And these are the people we want to entrust with America's healthcare system. Yeah. Making life and death decisions for hundreds of millions of Americans. Think of Medicare for All under a Biden-Harris regime. Then there's the testing, which is that's really front and center right now today, is the testing. There's no distinction between cases and positive tests. Skewing results, creating panic, closing businesses and schools, and ruining the U.S. economy. Such a distinction would be inconvenient to the shut-it-all-down crowd who are only interested in surges and further mandates from totalitarian wannabe governors. Now, A legal ruling in Portugal found that the COVID PCR test is not fit for purpose, meaning it is not fit for mass testing. They determined that overly high amplification cycles lead to excessively false positives and unreasonable quarantines and business closures. The judges determined that a positive Chinese coronavirus test has only a 3% chance of actually being positive. So, what do? The media chooses to ignore this court case. And, because the ruling is inconvenient, once again, for their narrative. Compare how they lionize a Swedish teenager who says humans are warming and destroying the earth, but refuse to acknowledge Portuguese judges and their opinions. All science is equal, but some science is more equal than others, to paraphrase George Orwell. Death counts are reported no differently than COVID cases. Are all reported Wuhan flu deaths due to the virus, or did these individuals just happen to test positive before or after death? George Floyd tested positive for COVID and is likely included in the CNN's touted death count. How many who die in hospice due to a terminal illness, are labeled as COVID deaths? Is this good science or suppression of inconvenient data? Then Johns Hopkins University took a stab at the science of the Chinese virus deaths before they decided their results were inconvenient, and buried them. They noted that the number of people who died last year is the same as this year. Wait, what? How could this be if hundreds of thousands are dying of the Wuhan flu? Well, there are increases in COVID deaths and decreases in deaths due to heart disease and other ailments. This should be almost touted as a miracle. How has heart disease miraculously disappeared this year? Or are heart attacks being called COVID deaths? Perhaps the same people counting deaths have been counting votes in Philadelphia and Detroit, simply shifting enough votes for Trump from Trump to Biden to keep the totals the same, but presenting a different and more convenient result. The scientists want clinical trials. We never had any trials about masks. We never had a clinical trial about social distancing and quarantining the healthy and closing the economy. There was no studies on that, no clinical study. When a study is actually performed, as in the Danish mask study, the results are deemed inconvenient and then buried by the scientists and corporate media. If science were serious, as it should be, coronavirus data should be reviewed and analyzed and presented objectively. And instead, we're seeing the opposite, where any results inconvenient to the largely political agenda are deemed inconvenient and hidden or deleted. And those presenting inconvenient results are castigated, maligned, and threatened by the ruling class for daring to challenge the orthodoxy. Once upon a time, other inconvenient science, like the earth being round and revolving around the sun, were treated the same way as today's anti-establishment COVID views. All thanks to the Progressive Party inhabiting academia and entertainment, finance, media, sports, much of Washington, D.C., progressing not forward but backward to the days of witchcraft and magic. You know, if you look at things, depending on how the 2020 election ultimately turns out, evidence-based science may go the way of the dodo bird. But nobody's ever asked that question. When did we have a clinical study on the efficacy of masks and social distancing? And yet, everybody's got tape. Everybody's got signs. And so many people are listening. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Normally I would talk, you know, Dean and I would talk about this, but I don't know if we will get a chance to this week. So I want to talk about this, just simply because it's fascinating, because this is another one of these bear stories. Apparently there's something called the Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem Bear Mortality Database. And they listed an incident on 8 August of 2009. They did not indicate what kind of firearm might have been used at that time. But then Dean met up with a guy named Bridger Petrini, and he gave him a lead to the person who had been attacked and defended himself with a 41 Magnum single-action revolver. This young man's name is Tanner Allen. He lives in Wyoming. He is an accomplished hunting dog trainer and dog breeder. His hounds are sought after by big game hunters to improve their packs. And they are noted for their ability to trail and hold mountain lions and bears, sometimes by themselves. But In August 2009, now Mr. Tanner was not seeking bears or mountain lions. He had drawn this coveted permit to hunt mountain sheep. He wanted to harvest a trophy ram. So he took one dog with him, a female named Ovada, who was a great mountain lion dog and one of his favorite pets. And he took his mules and gear to the Shoshone National Forest in Isawuha Mesa on 7 August 2009 to scout the mountains for the trophy ram he sought. A five-hour mule back ride into the mountains to where he set up a base camp. Early the next morning, he woke up, and before breakfast, he, accompanied by his dog, Ovada, he decided to pull out his binoculars and, look for some sheep. Now, he had seen signs of bears digging for roots on the mesa. And almost, sort of as an afterthought, he strapped on his Ruger Blackhawk 41 Magnum in its holster and his pistol belt. I'm a big fan of Ruger single-action revolvers. I think they do an excellent rendition of them. They're built like tanks. You can't break the things. He loaded his with 5 rounds of factory ammunition, and loops on his belt held 6 more rounds. According to Dean, some of this ammunition may have actually sat in a puddle for a few years. And because for him, the pistol and the ammunition were just another piece of gear. And he didn't baby himself or his gear. It was so bad, his friends kidded him about his old and abused ammunition. So, at sunrise, there wasn't a whole lot of wind, and as he gained elevation to the top of the mesa, where he would be glassing for sheep, the wind picked up. The visibility was excellent, and he didn't see any sheep. By 8 o'clock, he decided he's going to head back to base camp, which was 1,000 yards away, looking forward to some coffee and something to eat. I completely identify with that. And a sound caught his attention. He looked toward the sound. There was Ovada. And a sow grizzly bear and 2 cubs charging full tilt at him from 100 yards out. Mr. Tanner, while he did carry the Blackhawk 41, he did not consider himself to be a pistolero. But, having something that big and powerful in your hands is going to be comforting. And he fired a warning shot over the sow's head, which made no impression. None. He fired again. It was a miss. And the bears and the dog were close now. And he lined his sights up. Got that perfect sight picture. Click. Misfire. Fired again, which was another miss, but now the bears and the dog ran off out of sight. 1 round was left in the Blackhawk, so out of 5 that he had on there, 1 was a misfire, and he missed 2 times, and the warning shot did not work. So he reloaded, and he decided to leave the area in case the bear came back. So 50 yards away, there was a narrow chute that gave a less than vertical way down to the mesa, and he started into it. And he'd only descended 20 feet when he heard and saw the sow again. It had circled around the bottom of the mesa and was now coming up the chute directly at him. And he reversed course, climbed up, and scrambled onto a rocky outcrop. And the sow and the dog and the cubs were all moving as fast as they could up the steep slope of the chute. So Mr. Tanner cocked his weapon and held it steady. And when the sow's head came to within 2 feet of his position, he fired directly into her forehead, instantly killing her. Sow tumbled backward and rolled over and over down the chute with Ovada in pursuit. She came to rest 150 feet away. Mr. Tanner stayed at the base camp overnight, took his mules back to the trailhead the next day, then he reported the shooting to Wyoming Game and Fish. He and the investigating officer went back to the mesa, and Ovada ran off as they ran into the wilderness, or rode into the wilderness. They could hear her baying. They continued to the defensive shooting site and recorded the incident. Pictures and measurements were taken. And on the way out, they located Ovada, who had treed a mountain lion and held it by herself, which was, you know, what she was known for. So, Mr. Tanner says bear spray would not have worked because of the wind. Remember, the wind picked up. The higher you go into elevation, the less effect you're going to have with bear spray. If it's in the middle of the winter, if you're in a snowstorm, bear spray's not, unless it's absolutely still and there's no snow falling, bear spray's not going to work. The wind is so high in these higher elevations that once he was riding a small mule and both he and the mule were blown off the trail. The hunters who were on large horses laughed at the incident. But the self-defense shooting of the grizzly bear was never reported to the media. Only a brief mention of the shooting was recorded in the Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem Database of Bear Mortality, which I didn't even know one of those things existed. I'm sure Dean did. I think sometimes these guys that recommend bear spray, for, I don't know if this is an anti-gun agenda or pro-bear agenda or whatever it is, but taking non-lethals into an environment where they're going to be less non-lethal than they were before, less effective, is silly to me. It sort of seems like they're trying to set some of these guys up. I don't know. I don't know. I just found that. Dean's stories on this, they're just so good. So good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Congress cannot stay on the sidelines as millions of Americans are suffering from the coronavirus pandemic. McConnell saying Democrats are dragging out negotiations.
Their strategy has been all or nothing. And so struggling Americans have, of course, got nothing. Well, we're down to the wire, Madam President. Down to the wire.
Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says not so fast.
Our efforts to pass another emergency relief bill through the Senate have been stalled until now for one reason. The Republican leader has refused to compromise.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is in the hospital with COVID-19, but doing well. President Trump shared the news on Monday after his personal attorney was diagnosed with coronavirus on Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News. U.S. coronavirus hospitalizations are running at a record rate. More than 101,000 Americans are currently being treated for the respiratory illness in hospitals nationwide. The COVID-19 Tracking Project reported that over 282,000 people in the United States have died from the virus since the beginning of the pandemic. Janet Baum is a nurse in Reno, Nevada. She says she's never seen her hospital so busy.
Never in my wildest nightmares would I ever have thought that we would ever see something that would be killing this many people.
President Trump is honoring renowned wrestler and coach Dan Gable with the Medal of Freedom.
Today it's my privilege to present our nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, to one of the greatest wrestlers in American history, Iowa legend Dan Gable. He has been an incredible inspiration to so many people.
During an Oval Office ceremony, the president calling Gable the greatest of all time. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. I'm interested in the fact that what they're, you know, back to the whole COVID thing, it interests me the way they're putting some of this stuff. Like Joe Biden, which I guess he'll be the virtual president, he had a virtual briefing on December 2nd. He said, Christmas is going to be a lot harder. I don't want to scare anyone here, but understand the facts. We're likely to lose another 250,000 people dead between now and January because people aren't paying attention. We are going to lose. We lose 51,000 a week, okay? So here we are in, you know, we're at least going to lose, about 200,000 people are going to die. Right? Well, no, it's 51,000 a month. I'm sorry. It's 8,000 a week. So what he's forecasting is 50,000. He's forecasting 63,000 a week, which that's a number he's snatching out of the air. He says it's because people aren't paying attention. Where are you seeing that at, Mr. President, Office of the President-elect? Where are you seeing that one at? Everywhere I turn, the exception is the people not wearing the masks. People are skittering around me like I'm radioactive. They don't want to get anywhere near me. Now, the purpose of his statement was clearly to scare people into canceling their holiday travel plans and embracing the lockdown and making his opening disclaimer a complete lie. He certainly aims to provoke panic, but any reasonable person knows that this particular prediction is a desperate attempt at fear-mongering. Now, we'll be generous, okay, and assume that he meant that another 250,000 Americans are likely to die with COVID between December 2nd and his assumed inauguration on January 20. That's 5,000 deaths per day on average between December 2nd and January 20. That's nearly twice as high as the peak of COVID deaths back in April, which was a 7-day rolling average of 2,658 as they count them. That's a number is which is, you know, that number is roughly 46% higher than the current average of 1,839, as they count them. To get to the number of deaths that Biden predicted, there will need to be a rapid spike of over 3,100 deaths per day, and the deaths would need to stay there or higher consistently for the remainder of that 50-day window to approach 250,000 deaths. This is in spite of a much greater understanding of the virus today, along with much better treatment options than we had in April. His purposefully exaggerated and dark prediction, thankfully, it's not likely to happen. And what's more, most of us know this. And that's why they travel for Thanksgiving, and they will travel for Christmas, too. The problem for the media and the progressives, because they like to imagine the American people to be children who can't be trusted with access to the cookie jar, and that's why, for their own good, daddy government and mommy media need to hide it from time to time. Their credibility in arguing for that authority as it relates to the COVID guidance, however, is becoming an ever more distant memory. In spite of the fear-mongering from the media and the nanny state, the vast majority of Americans believe they can manage the risks of COVID without the nanny state's supervision. And maybe that's because they're wise to the illusion being presented to us. The sensational number of reported cases do not, in fact, meet the criteria for cases as prescribed by the CDC. We're simply being presented positive tests as if the number of positive tests were tantamount to the number of people sick and suffering from COVID. That has never been the case. People who test positive for COVID, what are they told? Go home. A far more important number than the fake cases being thrown at us is the mortality rate, which has been steadily falling since April, now one-third of what it was then. And no serious person can dispute this, and Americans can see it clearly with their own eyes. And more importantly, the American people are also recognizing there are more other risks that the media and the progressive fearmongers don't care about, but which are equally important to us as individuals and families. As such, I think we're now inclined to individually weigh and, you know, we're going to be the ones to prioritize our risks. The prospect of taking the new vaccine is a good example of how these risks may individually be measured and approached, and especially since there appears to be no certainty about whether or not a vaccinated person can later transmit the virus. For my immediate family and me, if we hadn't, you know, if we hadn't already had COVID, and, you know, I already have had COVID, so. But if we had not had it, you know, we know that we all survived. You know, that's I don't know where the percentage point falls out, but that's a 99.98% plus percent chance of surviving the incident. So there is no reason to live in any great fear of this virus. Why exactly, knowing what we know, should I inject a foreign substance containing many chemicals along with the dead form of this virus, hopefully, in hopes of saving off the threat that it presents to us? Those who wish to have the vaccine certainly can and should take it. But why should the government, or anybody else for that matter, require that we jab needles into our arms and inject a hastily concocted substance that presents unknown probabilities of encountering unknown risks? I've seen I've seen all the ex-presidents getting out there saying, "We'll take the virus, we'll take the vaccine," despite the fact you've got governors like, until the election, nobody trusted the vaccine. The fact that I'm more seriously pondering the prospect of mandatory vaccination than I would have in the past is because of another dangerous risk the media and progressives haven't wanted to weigh against the presumed benefits of COVID lockdowns, and that is this obvious erosion of our liberty that we witness this year. Some of you probably know a local small business or restaurant that closed in recent months and isn't coming back. Maybe the owner invested his life savings in the business and dedicated thousands of hours towards making it his livelihood. Maybe that business provided not only for his family, but for other families in the community. Was there trading of their liberty for the prospect of maybe preventing someone else from getting an extremely survivable virus worth it in the end? And it depends upon your perspective. But you cannot argue that there was a distinct weighing of risk involved and a trade-off was decided upon. And whereas the decisions for the owner to remain open and for customers to continue to patronize the store would have been voluntary by all parties, the decision to close the store and starve it out of existence was nothing less than coercive tyranny by a government institution that prioritized those risks without anybody's consent. And now Joe Biden is presenting the outrageous and dark fantasy that robbed us of our liberty this year as likely. And he's hectoring the public about not taking him or the experts seriously. But once again, there's risks on both parts. You could forego your happiness this holiday in the hope that you may not pass or contract a virus you likely don't have, and for what the vast majority of those exposed to it, it's just going to roll off of them like water. But you're free to take your path. Or you can live your life to the fullest. I'm not interested in living in fear. Are you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We are supposedly a nation where we are governed by the consent of the citizens of these United States. Nothing is more important to our rights as a citizen than being assured of a free and fair election. And a lot of people on my side, on the conservative side, on the Republican side, the right side, however you want to label it, a lot of people are getting mad. A lot of people are getting angry. If we can't trust in our election process, are we in a democracy that's based on a republic? Or are we just a banana republic? Tens of millions of Americans feel with good reason the election is tainted. There's no getting around that. There's no getting past it unless it is proven that it wasn't. Hundreds of well-documented anomalies, including over 1,000 affidavits stating under the penalty of perjury that significant irregularities occurred. We are relying on a skeleton crew of privately funded lawyers to try to get to the bottom of what, by all accounts, appears to be a massive fraud. And why is this all-important effort left to a few brave souls and not the main focus of our entire government? Where is the Justice Department? Where is the FBI? Why doesn't the Defense Department do a review of military mail-in ballots that inexplicably went 100% for Joe Biden? How about a forensic analysis of the tens of thousands of Biden-only mail-in ballots that weren't folded and appeared to be on different paper? Who rented the P.O. boxes used for the tens of thousands of illegal voters in Georgia and other states? Where is the investigation of postal officials who ordered carriers to throw away Trump mailings? Why aren't the poll workers who sent observers home and then illegally continued counting in the dark of the night arrested and charged? Does anybody care? The government agencies and courts will tell you they require proof that fraud occurred before investigating. The problem is that the Trump campaign is not allowed access to the voting machines or able to do a forensic audit of ballots. So how can anybody find proof without a detailed audit? And of course, you can't have proof before the books are opened. If we use this same burden of proof on Bernie Madoff, he would still be operating today. In fact, the evidence used to investigate Madoff was much less demanding and much less damning than what we know now about the 2020 election. There is so much smoking gun evidence, impossible statistical anomalies, late-night ballot counting after observers were told to leave, massive and statistically impossible pro-Biden ballot dumps, thousands of documented illegal voters, and election officials calling Trump supporters Nazis, that one would have to literally be blind to ignore it. And the clock is ticking. The election results are due to be certified within a week. How can anybody expect to undertake a definitive investigation within such a time frame? Look at how long the Durham investigation has taken. And we still don't have the results. He's now been named a special prosecutor. My guess is the Attorney General or his minions are doing a cursory investigation, just enough to cover his butt and assure the files for posterity that no evidence was found. It's like his investigation of the Pennsylvania mail carrier when two aggressive federal agents tried to convince the whistleblower that nothing had happened and then illegally and falsely leaked to the press that the carrier had recanted his story. Tens of millions of angry Americans deserve to be given reasonable assurances that our elections are not fraudulent. The Justice Department could look into these allegations and determine in an open and accessible manner if fraud occurred. If they find no proof of fraud, at least our citizenry can be assured they made an effort. But Barr, like all swamp creatures, wants to avoid being seen as having a political agenda. But if he chooses to ignore the landslide of evidence that wrongdoing did occur, he's not going to have a very pretty legacy. In fact, he will have personally contributed to the demise of our republic. All these people worried about a legacy. But an interesting occurrence happened. Coming out of George Soros' Open Society Foundation, well, it's almost like he's patting his faithful servant on the head for a job well done, and as a reward, he's putting him in charge of much bigger things. And we're talking about Smartmatic Voting Systems Chairman Lord Mark Moloch Brown. He is now the president of his Open Society Foundation. Apparently, Patrick Gaspard is, moving on, and Mark Moloch Brown will be the new president. He creates chaos under the phony rubric of openness and democracy. And he does this beyond the electoral system. He has financed revolutions in Eastern Europe and warned they would not be his last. And there's plenty of evidence he supported the Occupy Wall Street pilot operation. We know the chaos of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, whose leaders were trained in Chavista, Venezuela, was the work of someone with money, which, by the way, supposedly Dominion and all of the software and everything was founded in Venezuela. Interesting. And Senator Rand Paul could testify to this. Soros is the only one we know who specializes in chaotic demonstrations like these, funneling money through radical rich people NGOs such as the Tides Foundation. Whether he financed these or not is unknown. But we do know that Moloch Brown loathes the American people and would now be in a position to push the Soros chaos button to create more trouble. And what did he do to deserve such a reward? How about the fact that he served as the Smartmatic chairman, the company whose technology found its way first into Sequoia Systems, and then when that company drew scrutiny from regulators, got sold, eventually making its way to Dominion Voting Systems. Smartmatic was developed in Venezuela with a $100 million grant from the late socialist dictator Hugo Chavez, and is well known for being able to flip votes and even determine the identity of voters, which is what happened in Venezuela, starting from 2004 evident in the boycotted vote of 2005, of which 82% of the Venezuelans abstained once word got out. Since then, the Smartmatic technology created chaos on every election it's ever been in. The latest instance of that is here. And according to accounts written in 2019, the vulnerabilities of the system were in place. Malik Brown has had a series of United Nations feet at the trough jobs, found his way to head Smartmatic. How did that happen? The whole thing just reeks. And there's two things here at work. Malik Brown hates Americans, especially how they vote. He said so himself way back in 2006. He denounced the U.S. heartland for not respecting the United Nations and other multilateral institutions, of which he then was a power. He said it was because the god-awful American heartland was listening to Fox News and Rush Limbaugh. So why would a silk stocking like Malik Brown care about America's heartland, which would most certainly be a place where he never goes? And he was referring to the voters, the way they vote. Two, he goes way, way, way back with George Soros, and this appointment of Malik Brown to the top of the Soros chaos empire, brimming with bottomless cash, derived from his huge currency speculator fortune, is just a return to the mothership for old Mr. Malik Brown. He actually lived with Soros dating from at least 2002. So, you know, they're just roomies. Just roomies. Enemies of the state, people. Enemies of the state. We will be back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, I wish you would remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.